USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is starting the week with a major sell-off. Stocks falling sharply amid investor concerns over a surge in COVID-19 cases and its impact on the global economy. Airline stocks plunging with United, Delta, and American losing more than 5%. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 725 points to close at 33,962, the S&P dropping 68, and the NASDAQ fell 152 points. Meanwhile, President Biden is reaffirming strong ties with Jordan, a key ally in a volatile Middle East.
I want to thank you, Your Majesty, for your enduring and strategic relationship with the United States. You've always been there, and we will always be there for Jordan.
Biden opening a White House meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah and joking that the king lives in a tough neighborhood. USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer & Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.